Welcome back to the Marriage Melody, where we are composing a lifetime of love and happiness with our husband. I am your host, Rivka Harper. How was your oxygen level over the last couple of weeks? Were you able to notice when you were needing more oxygen, aka appreciation? If you were able to see any of your husband's appreciation, were you able to be grateful for it? Did it give you a little bit of a boost? As we mentioned last time, we all need to be appreciated. However, women were programmed to need it so much more than men. It is very hard for most men to comprehend that they need to constantly show their appreciation of us, for they weren't given that program. And as such, we have to be very understanding and be very open to guiding them in what they need to do instead of berating them for not doing it. There are things I will never be able to understand about my husband because, frankly, I'm not him and I'm not a male. However, I try hard to understand as much as I can. And for the things that I don't understand, I would like him to be accepting and patient with me when I don't quite get it or I forget how different he really is from me. And so, I have to learn to reciprocate and remember that I will have to constantly be gently reminding him about who I am and how I tick. With this in mind, we have two choices. We can either sit back and just wait for our husbands to supply us with our much needed oxygen and then get frustrated because he usually doesn't. Or we can take a cue from the flight attendants on an airplane when they give out the safety announcements before takeoff. If there is a loss of cabin pressure, oxygen masks will pop down. Take the mask in front of you and put on your own mask first before assisting other people. We need to proactively reach out to our husband and get our oxygen mask. Okay, so how do we do that? As always, the first thing to remember is that the tone of your voice makes all the difference. Yes, it would be nice if her husband would shower us with the much needed appreciation that we need, not just what we want, but that we need. But remember, he most likely did not come with that program. And so we have to be understanding. So how do we get the appreciation we need from our husband? First of all, we have to understand that we probably won't get all the appreciation we need. However, the good news is even a little of what we need goes a long way towards our overall health and happiness. Firstly, we need the motivation. If you did the exercise from last time, you probably have a good idea of how your oxygen meter is. Most women find it's rather on the low side, and they can feel the lack of motivation and excitement in their lives. The next step is to learn a few tools to put in your marriage toolbox. Feel free to try all the tools that we'll talk about, combine tools, or even create your own. Not all tools will work in every marriage, or will work every time. Sometimes you'll find that one tool will work one day, and a different tool will work another day. You have to know who you are, who your husband is, and also how you work together. So here's the first one, the appreciation method number one, the prompt. The first method is to just tell your husband what you want to hear. For example, the supper was pretty good tonight, wasn't it? Or, did you notice how I paid all the bills for the month already? Show him the things you need him to appreciate, and hopefully he will take the hint and agree with you. Just be careful and not ask him if he liked the chicken you made, for you're opening him up to being really honest and critiquing your cooking is not necessarily what we're after at this moment. This method works because our husband cannot always see everything we do, just like we do not all see all the amazing things he does. And so it's good to tell him. The prompt method helps in two ways. First, it can bring to your husband's attention something he did not notice. And secondly, it gives him the exact wording at the exact time that is needed without him having to think too much, and all he has to do is agree. Many husbands appreciate that. Appreciation method number two, just ask. If putting words in your husband's mouth just does not work for either of you, you can try this one. Just tell your husband that you need some appreciation and let him tell you how much he appreciates you in his own words. He might tell you he appreciates you making the food, but forget to mention you were up all night the previous night looking after the sick child. The trick for this method is learn to be able to accept what he does say. Appreciation method number three. Gift giving. If you are one who really resonates with gifts, perhaps this one is one that you can try. Purchase several small, inexpensive gifts that you would like. Little gadgets. Could be a bar of soap, a kitchen gadget, a photo frame, a book you would like to read, a small container of chocolates, whatever you would like. Put them in a box and give it to your husband. Then your husband can either give one of them to you when he feels he wants to show his appreciation to you, or you can let him know you are in need of some appreciation and gently remind him that a gift from the box would be much appreciated about now. If you use this method, you'll quickly notice that the fact that you pick them all out yourself and gave them to your husband doesn't really diminish the feeling of appreciation you feel when he gives one to you. The fact that each gift doesn't cost very much has basically no bearing on how it makes you feel. You might also think that since you know what each gift is, it might lessen the effect. But the truth is, you don't know which gift you'll be getting. You will have taken the hard part of what should he get for you that you would like out of the equation, but he gets to choose which one of the little gifts to give you. And then the last one we'll talk about is appreciation method number four, the list. You might have a crazy stressful day and just need someone who cares to listen and tell you that you did great. This method might be a good one to use then. Tell your husband that you need some appreciation right now, and all you need from him is to listen to you for about 10 minutes and then say, "You did wonderful." Would that be okay with him? He might think that sounds weird, but if you are very pleasant and sweet about it, he will probably agree to try it at least once. Then you proceed to list all the things that you accomplished that you need appreciation for. Remember to keep it under the 10-minute mark. Now, before you try any of these methods, you might find that it is best to talk to your husband beforehand to get him on board. And for some of these, you might have to do some reminding every time. Just remember, he is not you, and he has a very different programming. There you have it. There are just a few methods you can try, but be creative and feel free to modify, to combine, and come up with new ideas to try to get the appreciation you need. And as always, talk in a very kind, sweet, gentle tone. After all, it is usually not what we say, but how we say it that makes all the difference. It is very easy to get annoyed or upset at your husband for not showing appreciation on his own. Even after you talk to him about it many, many times, remember, you were both created to be opposite of each other. And it is with those opposites that you both will be able to accomplish so much and also have the ability to get closer to each other, closer than you can with any other person. So for the next few weeks, try to use one of the methods that we talked about or come up with your own and see if you can get some of the appreciation, some of that much needed oxygen that you really need.